from Jakarta, Indonesia. Here is Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen to our program through shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz. Online streaming, voanews.id, and RRI Digital Mobile Application. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. From
this is Voice of Indonesia with the news. First, the headline. Indonesia joins Board of Peace, reaffirms commitment to support Gaza peace. President Prabowo affirms Indonesia's strong economy amid global turmoil. I'm Rahmawati. Here is the news in detail. Indonesia has reaffirmed its commitment to being an active part of the peace solution in Gaza by officially joining the Board of Peace. This historic step was announced directly by U.S. President Donald Trump during a press conference in Davos. Hasna Nur Afifah has the detail.
Indonesia has officially joined the Board of Peace. President Prabowo Subianto attended the announcement of this board's formation at the Board of Peace Charter Announcement event in Davos, Switzerland on Thursday, January 22, 2026. Prabowo emphasized that Indonesia's participation is a historic opportunity that opens real possibilities for peace in the region.
Saya kira ini kesempatan bersejarah.
I believe this is a historic opportunity. This is truly a chance to achieve peace in Gaza.
The Board of Peace was initiated by U.S. President Donald Trump and is part of the 20-point Gaza peace proposal he presented earlier. Trump stated that this board will become one of the most influential councils in the world.
As part of this historic record of major peace initiatives, today we're announcing more details regarding the Board of Peace, so important. This board has the chance to be one of the most consequential bodies ever created, and it's my enormous honor to serve as its chairman.
The Board of Peace will operate in coordination with the United Nations. Its mandate includes overseeing the ceasefire, coordinating humanitarian efforts, and supporting governance. A number of Islamic countries have also joined this board, including Saudi Arabia, Qatar, Turkey, Jordan, Pakistan, the United Arab Emirates, and Egypt. Hasna Nur Afifah, Voice of Indonesia.
The President of the Republic of Indonesia, Prabowo Subianto, expressed optimism about national economic growth in his speech at the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland on Thursday. This statement was made amid global economic uncertainty, emphasizing stability, fiscal credibility, and the role of Danantara as a strategic investment partner. Nur Kamila has the detail.
President Prabowo Subianto spoke at the World Economy Forum, or WEF, in Davos, Switzerland on Tuesday, January 22, 2026. In his speech, Prabowo conveyed optimism regarding Indonesia's economy, resilience, and prospect. This optimism is based on consistent economic performance, controlled inflation, disciplined fiscal management, including an investment strengthening strategy to the Sovereign Wealth Fund Danatara. President Prabowo Subianto asserted that Indonesia remains on a positive growth trajectory even as the world faces geopolitical crisis and global economy uncertainty. According to him, the International Monetary Fund (IMF) has identified Indonesia as a bright spot for global economic growth amid external challenges. This is supported by Indonesia economic growth, which has consistently been above 5% over the last decade.
Indonesia continues to grow. Indonesia's economy grew by more than 5% every year over the last decade. And I'm confident that this year our growth will be higher.
President Prabowo emphasized that this growth is not merely optimism but is supported by evidence and consistent governance. In his speech, President Prabowo explained the establishment of Danantara Indonesia as a sovereign wealth fund to support efficient capital management and allocation. Danantara is said to have a mandate for financing and CEO investment in Indonesia future industry.
Once again, I mentioned that I am convinced that our growth, the economy, the growth of our economy will be significantly surprising to many in the world. With the Nantara, Indonesia is now able to be your partners. We will co-invest and grow with you.
President Prabowo stated that Danantara was formed to finance and co-finance the industry of the future. Danantara was built to support the national industrialization process. Nur Kamila, Voice of Indonesia.
Indonesia officially strengthens its role in global peace efforts by joining the Board of Peace for Gaza. Minister of Foreign Affairs Sugiono said, "This effort is a strategic step towards achieving peace in Gaza." Desi Anugranov has the detail.
Minister of Foreign Affairs of Republic of Indonesia, Sugiono, emphasized that Indonesia's participation in the Board of Peace is a strategic, constructive, and concrete step to support Palestinian independence and resolve the conflict in Gaza. He made this statement via social media after accompanying President Prabowo Subianto to attend Board of Peace Charter announcement in Davos, Switzerland on Thursday, January 22, 2026. Sugiono explained that Indonesia's presence in the Board of Peace is a form of international recognition of Indonesian diplomacy, country's strategic position, and its consistent views on world peace, particularly in the Middle East region.
Dan Board of Peace ini merupakan satu alternatif.
The Board of Peace is one concrete alternative we can currently hope for to achieve this goal.
Untuk mencapai keinginan tersebut.
Sugiono outlined a number of concrete steps that are expected to be realized soon after the formation of the Board of Peace. He highlighted the importance of expanding access to humanitarian aid for Gaza.
Dalam waktu satu minggu, perbatasan Rafah akan segera dibuka untuk...
Within a week, the Rafah border crossing will be open for humanitarian aid and an international stabilization force will be formed. This is also part of the process undertaken to achieve peace in Gaza.
National Stabilization Force, tapi ini juga merupakan satu bagian dari proses yang dilakukan dalam rangka mencapai perdamaian di Gaza.
All of the technical details and mandate of the stabilization force are still being discussed. According to Sugiono, the formation of the Board of Peace demonstrated a serious effort to create a safe and conducive environment for a long-term peace process. Desi Anugrano, Voice of Indonesia.
Moving on to the United Nations that officially endorsed Indonesia's commitment and implementation of its Blue Economy Policy, considering it a crucial step for global ocean health. The support was conveyed directly by the UN Secretary's General Special Envoy for the Ocean during a panel at the World Economic Forum in Davos. A full report is presented by Dika Dean Ananda.
The UN Secretary General's Special Envoy for the Ocean, Peter Thompson, expressed full support for Indonesia's commitment and implementation of the Blue Economy Policy. This was stated during a panel at the 2026 World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland on Thursday, January 22, 2026. Thompson highly appreciated and emphasized that Indonesia's actions as the world's largest archipelagic nation have a dire impact on global ocean health.
When Indonesia calls, we all come. Why? As you heard already, it's the world's biggest archipelago. And what happens in the ocean in Indonesia is relevant to the ocean all around the planet.
This support is directed at Indonesia's strategy, which positions the blue economy not merely as environmental discourse, but as a strategic pillar for food security and long-term prosperity. On the same occasion, Indonesian Minister of Maritime Affairs and Fisheries, Sakti Wahyu Trunggono, stated that the blue economy policy is designed to protect marine ecosystems while promoting productivity, value-added creation, and inclusive growth.
Indonesia is implementing measurable programs through its blue economy policy, namely expanding marine and conservation areas to cover 30% of our water by 2045, implementing quota-based responsible fisheries, promoting sustainable aquaculture, strengthening ecosystem surveillance on coastal and small island, and engaging fishermen and coastal communities in reducing marine plastic pollution.
Welcoming this momentum of international support, the Indonesian government announced it will host the ASEAN Impact Summit 2026 in Bali this coming June as a form of leadership and a platform for global collaboration on ASEAN health. Dikadean Ananda, Voice of Indonesia.
The Indonesian government is preparing integrated measures to address the flooding affecting several regions across Indonesia. According to State Secretary Minister Prasetyo Hadi, President Prabowo Subianto continues to monitor the progress of flood mitigation efforts despite being abroad. Raditya Arif Putra Setiawan has the full report.
The Indonesian government is preparing integrated steps to handle the flooding occurring in various regions. State Secretary Minister Prasetyo Hadi stated on Thursday, January 22, 2026, that President Prabowo Subianto has been continuously monitoring the progress of flood handling and actively communicating with government officials domestically over the past 2 days. Although currently overseas, the president is providing direct guidance regarding mitigating the impact of the flood and long-term strategic measures.
We need to convey that over these 2 days, the president has been continuously monitoring and communicating with us, the officials in the homeland. As we mentioned earlier, this is also based on the instructions and guidance from the president. He ordered us to quickly form a study team to try to analyze and then create a grand design for solving problems related to water management, especially on Java Island.
Memerintahkan kepada kami untuk secepat-cepatnya membentuk tim kajian untuk mencoba menganalisa dan kemudian membuat grand design penyelesaian masalah-masalah yang berkenaan dengan air, pengelolaan air di terutama khususnya di Pulau Jawa.
Under the president's direction, the government will formulate a cross-sectoral study team to formulate a grand design for integrated water management from upstream to downstream, particularly on Java Island. Furthermore, the president is also paying a serious attention to the northern coastal area of Java, including accelerating the study for the giant sewer project through the authority managing the north coast of Java.
Perhatian Bapak Presiden untuk bagaimana kita.
Mr. President's attention is on how we can resolve this from upstream to downstream, including through the team of the authority managing the north coast of Java, which has been more commonly known as the one preparing for the giant seawall project.
Several regions in Indonesia are experiencing flood due to high rainfall and extreme weather. In addition, the floods are also caused by changes in spatial planning, saltation in river basin, and the reduction of water catchment areas. Raditya Arif Putra Setiawan, Voice of Indonesia.
We continue with Aceh Governor Muzakir Manaf, who has once again extended the hydrometeorological disaster emergency response status in Aceh for the fourth time, for a period of 7 days from January 23rd to the 29th, 2026. This decision was made following a coordination meeting with the central and affected regional governments. Anissa Audrita has the full report.
The Aceh provincial government has again extended the hydrometeorological disaster emergency response status for the next 7 days. The decision was announced by Aceh Governor Muzakir Manaf during an online coordination meeting with related parties in Aceh on Thursday, January 22, 2025. Muzakir Manaf stated that the extension of the emergency status was based on the results of coordination with the central government and a recommendation letter from the Minister of Home Affairs. According to him, this decision was also taken considering the disaster mitigation conditions and the distribution of affected victims.
Maka saya sebagai Therefore, I, as the Governor of Aceh, hereby enact the fourth extension of the 2026 Aceh Hydrometeorological Disaster Emergency Response Status for the next 7 days, effective from January 23rd to January 29th, 2026.
Sampai dengan 29 Januari 2026.
Furthermore, Muzakir Manaf outlined forward-looking strategic steps for emergency handling and post-disaster recovery, specifically in Aceh, covering emergency response, economic recovery, to preparation for rehabilitation and reconstruction.
Selanjutnya, saya instruksikan...
I instruct all Aceh government work units and urge all related stakeholders to first, strengthen coordinations with the Ministry's Disaster Recovery Task Force, institutions, and all stakeholders involved in emergency handling and the stability of other post-disaster reconstruction efforts.
Penanganan darurat dan kapabilitas rekonstruksi pasca bencana lainnya.
Data from the National Disaster Management Agency, or BNPB, records 561 fatalities and 91,703 people forced to evacuate due to the hydrometeorological disasters in Aceh. Governor Muzakir Manaf requested special attention to the most urgent areas and expressed hope that all handling and recovery processes would proceed smoothly so that affected communities could return to normal activities. Anissa Audrita, Voice of Indonesia.
We end the news with the Indonesian National Research and Innovation Agency that revealed new findings regarding the dating of the world's oldest cave art located in southeastern Sulawesi. This discovery is the result of a long-term research collaboration between the agency and Australia's Griffith University, published in the international journal Nature. Rizka Fadila has the full report.
The National Research and Innovation Agency, or BRIN, announced the latest findings on the dating of the world's oldest cave art. The discovery is the result of long-term research collaboration between BRIN and Griffith University in Australia, which has been published in the international journal Nature. On Thursday, 22 January 2026, Marlon Nicolai Raymond Rimase, head of the agency Center for Environmental, Maritime, and Sustainable Cultural Archaeological Research, explained that the publication in Nature marks a significant achievement from the scientific collaboration that has lasted 4 years.
This research is a collaborative study from BRIN, specifically from the Archaeological Language and Literature Research Organization. This collaboration with Griffith University has been ongoing for approximately 10 years.
Marlon added that this discovery located in southeastern Sulawesi is an important milestone for Indonesian archaeological research and strengthens Indonesia's position in global prehistoric studies.
Dunia, ketika kita menemukan hal-hal yang baru.
Certainly, when we find new things, especially in a journal like Nature, it means the reviews of this research activity are very strong. I think we should be proud, but I think we shouldn't just stop at being proud. The hardest part of that pride is how we preserve these findings.
Dari kebanggaan itu adalah bagaimana menjaga temuan-temuan ini, begitu.
In addition to scientific publications, the collaboration has also produced various knowledge dissemination products and contributed to the development of museum and international cultural platforms. According to Marlon, one of the research results was even used as material for the George Lucas Museum in the United States through collaboration with Google Arts and Culture. Rizka Fadila reporting from Voice of Indonesia.
Well, listener, it concludes today's news bulletin from Voice of Indonesia, bringing you the latest updates from Indonesia to the world.
Thank you.
Voice of Indonesia. Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republik Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz and 24/7 55kHz and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Only in Indonesia.
Paresean is a traditional battle between two men from Sasak tribe in Lombok. Each of them wield a rattan stick and shield made of buffalo skin. The battle is accompanied by music consisting of gong, traditional drum, and traditional flute. In this battle, the only spots that the fighter can hit are the back and the shoulder of their opponent.
Down. RRA Digital with New Look. Various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcasts, live radio broadcasts, music playlists, podcasts, video news, and various users' interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as likes, comments, and shares, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRE Digital, available on Google Store and App Store. RRE Digital.
Dear listeners, welcome back to Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a segment which introduces you to Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to speak in the Indonesian language. Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia is a collaboration between Voice of Indonesia, the Overseas Service of Radio Republik Indonesia, and the Language Center and Development Agency at the Ministry of Education, Culture, Research and Technology of the Republic of Indonesia. Today's topic is
Di Bali,
which means in Bali. Stay tuned. You will listen to a conversation entitled
Pertunjukan Harian,
which means a daily show. This conversation takes place between Chris, an Australian vlogger, and Widari, a member of a vlog community from Bali. While watching a Kecak dance performance in Uluwatu, Widari told Chris that it was a daily performance. Let's listen to their conversations.
Tari kecak ini heboh ya. Gerakan penarinya sangat energik dan kompak. Padahal mereka menari tanpa iringan musik.
Iya, karena itu tari kecak menjadi pertunjukan harian di sini. Setiap hari penontonnya penuh.
Apalagi penonton juga disuguhi pemandangan matahari terbenam.
After listening to the conversation, we will introduce you to some vocabulary related to today's material. We will pronounce it slowly. You can repeat it after us.
Karena itu,
which means therefore.
Tari kecak,
which means kecak dance.
Menjadi,
which means to become.
Pertunjukan,
which means show.
Harian,
which means daily.
Di sini,
which means here.
Karena itu, tari kecak menjadi pertunjukan harian di sini.
Which means, therefore, kecak dance becomes daily show here.
Heboh,
which means excited.
Gerakan,
which means movement.
Energik,
which means energetic.
Kompak,
which means harmonious.
Padahal,
which means various.
Penari,
which means dancer.
Iringan musik,
which means music accompaniment.
Setiap hari,
which means every day.
Penonton,
which means viewer.
Apalagi,
which means moreover.
Disuguhi,
which means to be presented.
Pemandangan,
which means panorama.
Matahari terbenam,
which means sunset. In the conversation, you heard this statement.
Karena itu, tari kecak menjadi pertunjukan harian di sini.
Which means, therefore, kecak dance has become a daily performance here. The statement contains the word
harian,
Harian,
which means daily or every day. The word
harian, harian,
which means daily, expresses the frequency of activities that are done every day. In the statement, the word
harian, harian,
is used to describe the kecak dance performance that is performed every day in Uluwatu. Now let's listen to other examples of an adverbial word that expresses the frequency of an activity in relation to a unit of time.
Mingguan, mingguan,
which means weekly or every week.
Saya mengikuti kursus bahasa Indonesia mingguan. Saya mengikuti kursus bahasa Indonesia mingguan.
Which means, I attend a weekly Indonesian language course.
Bulanan, bulanan,
which means monthly or every month.
Penari kecak di sini menerima gaji bulanan. Penari kecak di sini menerima gaji bulanan.
Which means the kecak dancer here receive a monthly salary. Kecak dance is one of the traditional Balinese dances. Kecak dance is usually performed by dozens of male dancers. They sit in a circle, move, and sing together. The distinctive sound heard is chaka 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 chaka. The sound makes this dance called kecak dance. Kecak dance is inspired from the epic stories of the Ramayana. Before closing, let's speak Bahasa today. For more clarity, let's listen to an example conversation once again.
Tari kecak ini heboh ya. Gerakan penarinya sangat energik dan kompak. Padahal mereka menari tanpa iringan musik.
Iya, karena itu tari kecak menjadi pertunjukan harian di sini. Setiap hari penontonnya penuh.
Apalagi penonton juga disuguhi pemandangan matahari terbenam.
Listeners, that was today's episode of Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia with the conversation entitled
Pertunjukan Harian. Pertunjukan Harian,
which means daily show. Hopefully today's topic is useful for those of you who want to know more about the Indonesian language. We meet again with more lessons. I'm Daniel and my colleague
Ranov.
Thank you for your attention.
Sampai jumpa.
Indonesian Wonder.
Hey listeners, West Java Province has a variety of interesting traditional games. One of them is called Paciwit-Ciwit Lutung. The name of the game consists of two words, Ciwit, which means pinching, and Lutung, which is actually a Javan Langer, a kind of ape by foreigners. This Sundanese game is played by pinching the backs of each other's hands while singing the song Paciwit-Ciwit Lutung, Si Lutung Pindah Katutung, Paciwit-Ciwit Lutung, Si Lutung Pindah Katutung, something like that. The game can be played by a minimum of 2 people, and the more players, the merrier. The way to play it is by putting one of the player's hands in the face down position, followed by the other player's hand. Each player tries to precede each other, pinching or kneeing with the back of the hand at the top of the order, and so on until all the player's hands are in stacked positions with their hands pinching each other. The game played while singing the song Paciwit-Ciwit Lutung. There are no winners or losers in the game. The Paciwit-Ciwit Lutung game will continue until the player at the bottom can no longer withstand the pinching of the other players.
This game that includes pinching used to be played by children to fill their spare time. Moreover, the game does not require complicated tools or any large playground to play it. But as time goes by, this traditional game is now rarely played. Like other traditional games in Indonesia, the Paciwiciwit Lutung can also provide benefits for its players, especially for children, such as teaching empathy and feeling the suffering of other people, teaching them to be kind to other people, and teaching that all our actions will return to ourselves, or there is karma in this world. And listener, that was today's Indonesian Wonder.
Dari mimpiku, dari mimpiku, oh, oh, oh. Coba terbangkan hayalku, dari sadarku. You might be familiar with this sound when your kids are online. But you might miss some other sounds. Your child might stumble upon harmful content, bullies, and predators when they are online. Pay attention to the sounds. It's not too late.
Mom, what's this?
Find more ways to protect children online from your local children protection agency or visit unicef.org.
Voice of Indonesia.
Dear listener, in today's edition of Music Corner, I'm going to present a keroncong song entitled Wanita by Keroncong Tujuh Putri. The song Wanita, which in English means woman, tells about the admiration for Ismail Marzuki, who is the creator of this song for a woman. Over time, this is also sung by C.H. Abimanyu, Mariam Tamari, Harvey Maliholo, and Afghan Shahreza, which had been arranged by some Indonesian composers. Well, listener, let's enjoy the keroncong version of Wanita by Keroncong Tujuh Putri. Enjoy!
Sejenak berpati di kaca.